We are looking at Surah Az-Zumar from verse number 10 onwards. In these verses, Allah Azza wa Jal gives certain commands to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The command to fear Allah and to worship Him. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make certain declarations. The first is, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Say, O those slaves of mine who have believed, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Fear your Rabb. When a mu'min fears Allah, he will be prompted to carry out good deeds and abstain from evil deeds. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. There shall be a pleasant recompense in this world for those who do good deeds. وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِيَا. Allah's earth is vast. Of course, as a person accumulates good deeds to his name, you will have to be steadfast and persevere so that those who do not, the good deeds continue to accrue to him and that there is nothing that hinders him. And this perseverance is never in vain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرًا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The patient ones shall be granted their reward without any count. So in other words, that when we look at immigration and making hijrah, if people of a particular land are prevented from treading the path of virtue, then the land of Allah is vast. They should go to another country where they can apply the injunctions of Allah. Without doubt, leaving the one's homeland is difficult. One will have to exercise patience over numerous matters. Your temperament, your nature, things are different, but you will receive limitless reward. Allah's earth is vast. There are times when a mu'min finds it difficult, but you need to make that sacrifice for the sake of Allah. Then the second command is, Inni umirtu an abuda Allah mukhlisan lahu ad-din. I have been commanded, worship Allah in absolute devotion to Him. I have been commanded to worship Allah, making all worship solely for Him. Wa umirtu li an akuna awwal al-muslimin. And I have been commanded that I shall be the first to submit. The ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last ummah to appear on the earth. The first believer of this ummah was none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. And just as it is necessary for all Muslimin to adhere to the Sharia of Islam, this is also necessary for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore this declaration tells people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not merely a preacher, but he was himself a believer and a servant of Allah. He practiced whatever he preached to others. Then the third command that is issued is, قُلْ إِنِّي أَخَافُ إِنْ أَصَيْتُ رَبِّي أَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Say, I fear the punishment of a severe day if I disobey my Rabb. The Anbiya were all sinless, and this declaration is therefore hypothetical, that if I were to sin, I would be fearful of a punishment of much more than the normal person that sins. Then the fourth command is, قُلِ اللَّهَ أَعْبُدُ مُخْلِسَ الْأَوْدِينَ. That say, I worship Allah only, making my worship solely for Him. And this is an invitation for the rest of mankind to follow suit. فَعْبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِي. So worship whatever you wish besides Allah. Those who refuse to worship Allah may worship whatever they wish, but they should prepare themselves to face the terrible consequences of eternal punishment in the year after as a result of their actions. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ وَالْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. The great losers are those who lost to themselves and their families on the day of Qiyamah, and they are the ones in manifest error. So the mushrikeen can neither save themselves nor their families from the punishment of the year after. Five commands that have been given in these verses of the Noble Qur'an.